From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Hurricane Dean is lashing the southern coast of Jamaica. The strong Category 4 hurricane is packing winds of 145 miles an hour. We haven't been able to make contact with anyone in Jamaica in the last hour, but earlier this afternoon, we reached the BBC's Karen Madden in Old Harbor, Jamaica.
Several of the communities that went through over the last 2 hours, the houses are completely battened down. Persons have really taken the threat of this hurricane very, very seriously, not wanting to make the mistake that we did in 1988 when we were hit unprepared by Hurricane Gilbert.
More than 40 people were killed when Hurricane Gilbert hit Jamaica back in 88.
Exactly. So that's a reference point that people are looking at, and people are, I'm happy to say, have learned from that experience.
We turn now to Dennis Felkin. He's a meteorologist and public affairs officer at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Welcome.
Good evening.
What can you tell us about Hurricane Dean and the latest information there at the Hurricane Center? How is it affecting Jamaica?
Jamaica is getting the full brunt of the hurricane right now. As of 5 o'clock, the center of the storm was about 50 miles south of Kingston, Jamaica. It's moving west at about 20 miles per hour, and that motion will continue, which means it's going to continue to scrape along just south of the southern coast of Jamaica or right along the coast for the next several hours. Maximum sustained winds are near 100 or with higher gusts, so Dean remains a Category 4 hurricane, and unfortunately it has the potential to become a Category 5 hurricane in the northwestern Caribbean Sea tomorrow.
Now, you said it was maximum sustained winds of 145 miles an hour, but you expect it to get stronger as it moves through the Caribbean. Where do you think Hurricane Dean is tracking? Today, we heard FEMA talk about a whole slew of preparations in anticipation of a possible landfall in Texas. Is the coast there in danger?
The coast there should always be watching this. The extreme southern coast of Texas is in that cone of uncertainty we talk about on the track. But if the computer models are handling Hurricane Dean correctly, it looks like it will be a landfall far to the south of the Texas coast sometime during the day on Thursday as possibly a Category 2 or Category 3 hurricane. However, that does not mean there wouldn't be any impacts on the southeast coast. There, of course, would be some gusty winds and some very high surf along with some squally rainfall. So it needs to be watched very closely in the state of Texas and especially in northeast Mexico.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Dennis Felkin is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Severe weather is not only a story in the tropics. As much as a foot of rain flooded parts of the Midwest overnight, including Minnesota and Wisconsin. Bridges and roads were washed away, and at least 4 people died. In Oklahoma, helicopter rescue crews spent the day pulling people from floodwaters from the remnants of Tropical Storm Aaron. And parts of Texas are still cleaning up from that storm system.